It's November, and even though we have no afternoon officially in November, morning comes and ends about 2 o'clock and then night begins. We still have college football and games to pick. So let's get into this week's slate of games, and let's make our picks.
Right out of the gate, we got a big one.
Crimson Tide fans are really coming together for this monumental challenge as Chattanooga comes to Tuscaloosa to face the 8th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Darren, can we both say it together? 1, 2, 3, Alabama.
Alabama. Man, moving on. Oh, wait, we got another one.
ULM, another powerhouse just down the road from where we record.
That's right.
Is going to face the 13th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels, who are still licking their wounds after their series of unfortunate events in Athens, Georgia. Darren, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. Who's the ULM head coach?
I think it's a Bowden.
Yes. Terry, not Terry. Tommy Bowden. No, that's right. Is that right, Tommy Bowden?
I thought, yeah, one of them.
Yeah, it's a Bowden. We've got that. How's that? It doesn't matter. Ole Miss is going to win. Moving on. All
right. Southern Miss is going to Starkville to face the now head coachless.
There you go.
Mississippi State Bulldogs. Darren.
I know you're thinking that Southern Miss doesn't have a shot, but as we talked about on our Tuesday episode, I feel like this is a prime position for a Appy State catching Texas A&M off guard kind of moment for Southern Miss. I really honestly think, I know they're 3-7, but still, they are a tough team that recruits well in the state of Mississippi. This is a moment where they at least have a shot, and I think they're going to pull it off. I'm going to go with Southern Miss. I'm calling the upset on this one. Again, as we mentioned Tuesday, I might blame you next week, but for this week, I'm calling Southern Miss, and I think they can pull it off. How about you?
Have you had your flu shot yet?
It might be.
I'm trying to figure out what is convoluting your thinking so bad. Of course, Mississippi State's going to win this game. Let's go Bulldogs all the way.
All right. We'll see.
The Abilene Christian University Wildcats are going to College Station to face another team looking for a head coach. That's the Texas A&M Aggies.
I'm not calling this upset, by the way.
A&M.
Agree completely.
And in the words of Mike Greenberg, and it won't be particularly close.
Well said.
The Oklahoma Sooners, coming off of a big win over West Virginia, is traveling up to Utah to face Brigham Young. Not exactly having one of their better years.
No, disappointing year for sure. But and I agree completely. To me, as I mentioned on Tuesday, this is my sure thing for the week. I think Oklahoma is going to do exactly what they need to do for this one.
Number one ranked Georgia Bulldogs are traveling to Knoxville to face a suddenly reeling Tennessee Volunteer. 7 points.
Yep.
Against the Missouri Tigers. Mm-hmm. Can Josh Heupel get this offense going? Are they going to make a game of it, Darren, or do the Bulldogs just come into Knoxville and take the goalposts home with them?
You know, there's part of you that wants to believe that they could, at least maybe for a half, make it interesting, because there's got to be kind of a pride issue, like we talked about in our Tuesday episode with, you know, they never really were in this Missouri game, and nobody saw that coming. Everybody thought they would bring a little bit more to the table. But, man, you talk about catching Georgia at the wrong time. I don't think it's possible for them to catch Georgia at any more of the wrong time. It might not be a rout, but I don't think there's ever going to be a moment where Georgia fans are nervous that Tennessee's actually in the game. I think Georgia handles this one pretty well. It's definitely a Georgia win. What do you think?
Yeah. Kirby Smart has ramped it up a whole nother level. I think, yep. I think Georgia wins.
Yep.
New Mexico State is traveling to Auburn to face a resurgent Auburn Tigers who found their running game against Arkansas and ran the Hogs out of Fayetteville. Hugh Freeze is putting this team together. They are ending the season in a very strong fashion. And I don't think this game is going to be an exception, Darren.
Yeah.
Please don't try to make this interesting with any analysis because there's nothing you can say. Auburn is going to win.
Yes. Agree completely. Auburn all the way.
Thank you for coming, New Mexico State. Here's exactly. Your check.
Here's your check. Have a safe trip back.
The Florida Gators coming off of that big loss to LSU, in which they gave up all those yards to the Heisman frontrunner, Jaden Daniels.
That's right.
Is traveling to face Eli Drinkwitz's empire of the Missouri Tigers. Mm-hmm. So there's some speculation that Billy Napier, his seat may be getting a little warm.
Yeah.
Can Florida pull out a much-needed victory, or does Missouri keep rolling?
You know, this is prime. In the past, you would say this is a prime spot for a game to kind of catch a team off guard because you got to learn how to sustain success. But I don't think this is it. I think Missouri is doing everything right. I think it's part of it is a result of Eli Drinkwitz being in that CEO role and being able to manage so much more of the team than just the offense. And I think that will continue to be the case. I think this is definitely a Missouri win. What about you?
Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Florida International is traveling to Arkansas. Darren, I was wrong about Arkansas. Yeah. I thought they had got the ship righted.
Yep,
I thought
definitely.
They were going in. But that display against Auburn was horrendous. Mm-hmm. I don't think they should fire Sam Pittman. I don't think he is the problem. I think they've got to work out some things.
Yeah.
But people get impatient. I still think, though, looking at Florida International, I'm still going to go with Arkansas on this one.
I agree completely. I think this is an Arkansas win. And I think something that's important for Sam Pittman is this is a game where he can show he still has the locker room. They need to come out and make this a beating. The offense needs to look more like it did. I know it's FIU, but regardless, the offense needs to look more like it did 2 weeks ago, and this needs to be a beating to show that he has control of that locker room. Because honestly, at this point, I think that's the only thing he can do to save his job.
Yeah. The Kentucky Wildcats, thankfully, are not facing a top 10 team this week.
Great point.
They go to South Carolina to face a Gamecock team that it just is still celebrating their annihilation of a hapless Vanderbilt team. I'm sorry, Darren, just the way it is. And just I don't think you're going to argue that point.
Not at all.
Looking at this one, Darren, I'm going to go with South Carolina. I'm not sure where Kentucky is right now. I'm not sure where if Mark Stoops has the locker room to the extent that he would like to have it. Mm-hmm.
Great
I
point.
Think South Carolina is looking for a big win. I think they get it.
You know, I was on the edge with this one. I could kind of talk myself into either way, but I think you make some good points about South Carolina. And as we've mentioned before, they do have a tendency to have strong Novembers under Shane Beamer. So I'm going to join you in this one. I'm going to take South Carolina as well.
Good pick.
Why, thank you.
Georgia State is traveling to Baton Rouge to face the 15th-ranked LSU Tigers. LSU.
I was about to say, so here's the thing. We both agree that it's going to be LSU. So here's the real pick. Over, under 500 yards, Jaden Daniels. What do you think? I think that's the real pick.
Does he play the second half?
See, that's the thing. If he plays the, let's say, three quarters, I think he could make some kind of ridiculous number. But if I'm Brian Kelly, when we're up by 41 at the end of the first half, he is standing on the sidelines cutting up with people. He's not going to see a football during the second half of this game, because that's when people get hurt. Silly things like that. You're up by 45 and you keep your starter in for some kind of stat. That's when people get hurt.
I agree. And LSU, they've got the A&M game after this. LSU right now, their goals have changed. They want to finish with a 10-win season. Mm-hmm. So you lose Jaden Daniels against Georgia State because you keep him in too long to pad his stats. Then suddenly the A&M game becomes a lot more interesting. And I think you're exactly right, Darren.
And you know what? That's something they cannot do. They can't afford to have the PR move of that on top of everything else, because there's already so much conversation about that one more play he came in for after the hit in the Alabama game. You cannot, you cannot afford for that to be part of the conversation if he gets hurt, because you're keeping him in.
Right. The 7th-ranked Texas Longhorns travel to Ames, Iowa to face the Iowa State Cyclones. Do you have an internal debate about this one, Darren?
You know, I do a little bit, honestly, just because of the running back situation, truthfully. I think, to me, that gives me a little bit of pause. Is this something where Iowa State can kind of sneak up on them? But I think at the end of the day, this is just – even though it's probably, I think, going to end up being closer than most people anticipate, or especially a couple of weeks ago would have anticipated, I still think Texas wins this one. How about you?
It's going to be a lot colder in Ames, Iowa than it is in Austin, Texas.
Ooh, that's a very good point.
I think Texas comes out with a victory, though. Those are our picks for this week. Be sure to make your picks on CBS Sports Pick'em. Look for Brew and Shavers. And password is pick'em1234 exclamation point. Make those picks, and we'll talk about them on the next episode.